Because from Shvat Seva Tammuz till the end of Tammuz, 13 days. Then 9 of Av, that's 21. 21 days lasted from the time they broke the walls of that surrounding the city of Jerusalem, and they went into Beit HaMikdash, and they had to fight, better fight, in 3 weeks, till they were able to destroy Beit HaMikdash. When he saw the Beit HaMikdash destroyed, he cried, and he wrote this book of Echa. And he decided to go to exile together with other people, but the king did not want. He knew he was a holy man, but he refused. He went with the people. That was Yirmiyah HaNavi. And he wrote in the book, called Rodefeha, Siguha, Ben HaMetzem. He witnessed what was happening, so that all the enemies came and they were chasing the Jewish people. Where did they chase them? Even Ben HaMetzem, between the borders, one city to another. That means they were running away. Metzarim comes from the word borders. Ben HaMetzem, between the borders. But our rabbi said Metzarim means something else in Hebrew. Metzer means a person who is filled with sorrow. Between the days that the Jewish people were filled with sorrow, the day of Shvat Asar B'Tammuz to the day of Tisha B'Av, there were bitter 3 weeks. That's why they call them the 3 weeks. Shvat Asar B'Tammuz was set to fascinate. Why? It's written in the Nevi'im. There is a pasuk. The Nevi says, Ko Amar Hashem. Listen to the words of God, the prophet says. Tzom HaRebi'i. The fast that you fast on the fourth month. And Tzom HaHamishi. And the fast that you fast on the fifth month. Tzom HaShevi'i. The fast that you will fast on the seventh month. V'tzom ha'asiri, and the fast that you will fast on the 10th month will be in the future, it will change from mourning, from sorrow, into joy and happiness. Yehyu le'sason u'simcha. V'ha'emet v'ha'shalom me'av. All depends how much, how strong faith you will have, and you will have unity and peace between you. When God bless the Jewish people that these days will change. But what are these Tzom HaRebi'i? Tzom HaRebi'i, Shvat Asar B'Tammuz, because Tammuz is the fourth month from Nisan. Nisan is the first, Iyar the second, Sivan the third, Tammuz is the fourth. Then Tzom HaHamishi is Tisha B'Av. Tzom HaShevi'i, you know, after Rosh Hashanah we have a day of fasting. Tzom Gedaliah, they call it. Because this was the very few people were left in Israel after the destruction of the Temple. And they had a leader appointed by the king of the enemies of Babylonia. Someone rebelled. They said, why should he be the king? Another Jew. They went, they killed him. And the king of Babylon saw it as a sign of rebelling against him. He wanted to go to destroy them. He took them all to exile. That's how it was deserted. Was nobody there. That's Tzom Gedaliah. Then the Tzom HaAsiri on the 10th of Tevet. That's the 10th month of the year. On the 10th of Tevet, the king of Babylon came and he put the city of Jerusalem in a siege. That's how it led later on to the destruction of the temple. Our rabbi said, these 4 days are 4 days of sorrow for Am Israel, that they should fast on them. That's called Ta'anit Tzibur. They fast for all the public to fast. But they come to tell us, these four are not as strict as 2 days in the year, as Kippur. Kippur is very, very strict, much more strict than all other fast days. And it's not as strict as the Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av would be similar to Kippur, very close to Kippur. One thing different between Tisha B'Av and Kippur, but almost the same. What is the difference between all other fasts to Kippur and Tisha B'Av? Kippur Tisha B'Av is forbidden to do 5 different things. No eating and drinking, no washing, you can't put your hand in the water, nothing, the whole day of Kippur and the whole day of Tisha B'Av. You can't apply any kind of perfume or anything on you, on the Yom Kippur Shavuot. You can't put shoes on, and no relationship between husband and wife. These are five things that are forbidden to do on Kippur and on the Shavuot. That's one thing. Second, the fast of Kippur and Shavuot begins from evening till evening. All other fasts, they start from morning, from beginning of the day to the end of the day. But the night is not included. But the Shavuot and Kippur, including the night. Therefore, there is restrictions more in those days. Shiva Asar v'Tammuz, not as bad as the Shavuot. Because of that, they make it easier on some people that are unable to fast. They come and say, if a woman pregnant, make it easier on her. A woman gave birth, don't let her fast for Allah till 24 months. A woman that she is within the 24 months after giving birth, they tell her not to fast. A person sick with his eyes, it's a, you know, sickness of the eyes. One of the things that bothers the eyes more than anything else, when a person is not eating. You see, when a person is starved, first thing he sees, his eyes are dizzy. Yeah. He sees everything circles. Now in Kippur, you see those that he can't, are very tired afternoon already. You see, I'm dizzy. This is the first thing they realize affecting the eyes, the sight. This is what we say, a person who is sick with his eyes, that is, especially if Shiva Asar v'Tammuz comes on Shabbat. And what they do? They don't fast Shiva Asar v'Tammuz on Shabbat. Kippur, they fast on Shabbat. All other fasts, they don't fast on Shabbat. What do they do if they don't fast on Shabbat? They fast on Sunday instead. They start right away after Shabbat, at the end of the day of Shabbat, the end of the day Sunday, from evening till evening. If the day of Shiva Asar v'Tammuz comes on Shabbat and postponed to Sunday, even easier yet. They have to make it easier on the people that are unable to fast. That's what we did. I know some woman came, she said she wants to try to fast. She gave birth, still the girl young. She had a girl, but she's only 7 months. I told her, no, she doesn't have. But Rabbi, I want to try. I said, don't try, don't try. Try a few hours, don't try too long. You're not supposed to fast. This is Shiva Asar v'Tammuz that we started. It was this week Shabbat and was postponed to Sunday. From the day of Shiva Asar v'Tammuz till Tisha B'Av, these 3 weeks, there is exactly 3 weeks. From Sunday till 3 weeks later on Sunday would be 3 weeks. That would be Tisha B'Av. And same thing, Shiva Asar comes on Shabbat, postponed to the day of Sunday. There are 3 stages now of mourning. There's things that's forbidden for the Jewish people to do from Shiva Asar v'Tammuz till Tisha B'Av. There's things that are not forbidden from Shiva Asar v'Tammuz, forbidden only the 9 days of Av, because Rosh Chodesh is not included. From Rosh Chodesh till Tisha B'Av, there is 9 days. So those 9 days, a little bit more strict than Shiva Asar v'Tammuz up to Rosh Chodesh. Then the week that the Tisha B'Av is in it is the most strict part. What, in what way? This comes to tell us. The week of Tisha B'Av, the week that came, that comes the day, the 9th of Av, they can't wash, they can't wear new clothes, even not in very new, I mean changing the clothes to clean clothes, they're not supposed to. Listen, Rabbi, someone was sweating. Shabbat not always falls on Sunday, one day. Sometimes it will come on Thursday. What will you do? We'll stay with one shirt from the beginning of the week, from Friday night till Thursday? Can't, Rabbi. You see what will happen. The Rabbi found the solution. always, always very smart, and said, being before the week of Shabbat, you have a number of shirts, don't you? You have, what do you have, 10 shirts? You need 10 shirts during the week. Take those shirts, open them, put them on for 1 hour, then take it off, put the second one, put them, use them for 1 hour. That's called already used. It's not newly fresh. Then you use it every day, another one. That means there is a solution for it. This is what they tell us. No shehiyanu. You don't eat food, there is a new food you're supposed to eat, you say shehiyanu. Can't say shehiyanu on these days. What's shehiyanu? Shehiyanu, you say when you are happy, enjoying your life. How could you be in an enjoyment when you know there is a Beit HaMikdash that was destroyed? You come and say, Rabbi, it was destroyed already 1900 years, over 1900 years. What's now? We are fasting and feeling better. Listen, it's written in the Gemara, Kol dor shelo nivna Beit HaMikdash b'yamam, ki'ilu nechirav b'yamam. Any generation that Beit HaMikdash is not built yet in his time, that shows that these people, just like in their time, Beit HaMikdash being destroyed, which means still there is wrongdoing, that because of us, Beit HaMikdash not being built. Because if we would be, even a little bit, better than that generation when Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, we would have Beit HaMikdash today. That means we are not any better than them. Many times people come and say, what's the matter with them? Why did they do wrong? We don't do wrong. Oh, you think so, huh? You think so. If you were better, wouldn't be that Israel still in the Galut. Would be nothing. Then this is what's called Ben HaMetzarim, between the day of Shiva Asav and Tammuz and Shabbat. Now, as I said, the week of Shabbat mostly. But when Shabbat comes on Shabbat, you postpone it to Sunday. There's no week of Shabbat. Now, among the things that are in the week of Shabbat, you don't wash, you don't change. But if Shabbat comes on Shabbat and then you postpone it Sunday, when are you going to be forbidden with this? There isn't. Because the week of Shabbat, you don't fast. Then there's no week of Shabbat. Shabbat postponed to Sunday, it's not a week of Shabbat also. That means there is no law of week of Shabbat. There is the 9 days, which is more than the week of Shabbat, is not supposed to eat meat. We don't eat meat, it's a little bit more strict. 9 days, there is, we restrict ourselves from meat altogether. Then from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz till Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to be enjoying your life just for the purpose of joy. Parties, singing, dancing is not proper in these days. The Gemara said.
This is the 9 days still?
Of course, I said from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz till Tisha B'Av. I said, in addition to this, on the 9 days, there's more things that you don't eat meat. In addition to this, there is the week of Shabbat that you won't wash, you won't this. Ashkenazim don't take a haircut from Shabbat Asar B'Tammuz to Shabbat. We disagree with them. We take. When are we going to restrict ourselves from haircut? Only the week that falls to Shabbat in it. And this year doesn't apply this law altogether, because we don't have the week that there is Shabbat in it. We don't fast when the Shabbat comes on Shabbat, we don't fast on Shabbat. And the whole week, there is no Shabbat. The week after, one day, Sunday. Because Sunday, you are not allowed a number of things. One saying, no eating, no drinking, no perfume. But one thing, there is a difference between Shabbat and Kippur. What is it? Shabbat, you can do work. You can put light on, you can do everything. But you don't work, for profit. But you don't restrict yourself from doing melacha, doing some kind of things that's forbidden to do on Shabbat. On Kippur also is not allowed. This is how strict these days when Am Yisrael and the Minhag of Am Yisrael, they were very careful not to violate the laws of these days, because the Gemara says they are very unlucky for the Jewish people, and especially those that they want to violate. And they would do the opposite, Hasb Shalom, that means very unlucky. Very unlucky. That's why they tell the people to be careful for their benefit. Baruch Hashem, all people listen. They were planning some party and invited each other. So the tank and preparing a very big party. I said, oh, Rabbi, they're bringing an orchestra Sunday from Chicago. My son, thousands of dollars are given them. When? Sunday, it was already after Shema'a Sabdamos. I called the man, I told him, I want to see you. He came to my house, I said, listen, what's the occasion you're making a party? Oh, my son is getting engaged. I said, your son getting engaged, you're making a party now? Or you want your son to have good luck or bad luck? Of course I want good luck. So how can you do that? It's not allowed, it's not lucky. I told him that. So they thinking, what will I do? Let me try to stop it. Started calling the orchestra that you ordered. Orchestra you ordered, 4,000 or 4,000 those days. One body, big money. They told him, nothing doing. We stopped all our shows and everything to come to you. The members of the orchestra, they wanted to get paid. He said, I'll pay you, don't come. He stopped it, he took the tent off, he took everything. Oh Hashem, our people are good. They knew then, this is Ben HaMetzarim, the days between days of troubles that there were for the Jewish people. From Shavuot of Tammuz, that's why they say. They tell us also, person should be extra cautious that nothing will happen to him on these days. Because these days are considered not too lucky to the Jewish people. The same accident could happen. Many things could happen, especially in the 9 days of Av. A person should be extra careful. Usually you go skiing, you go to Loki. Take it easy on these days. Not to do everything, because God forbid, many accidents could happen. Tell them not to do it. And they are careful, Ashkenazim, Shema Yisrael. No showers, no baths, the Shabbat before Shabbat Av. We don't. We do take shower. We don't. We use soap. They don't use the soap on this week. We do. Baruch Hashem. This is Baruch Eloheinu Shebira'anu L'chvodo B'vdanotim. We thank God for creating us what we are, and to bring a glory and honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the introduction for I'm saying Shema'a Sabbat Tammuz. Now, we'll go to in details what are the laws of this. I said that 5 different things happen on Shema'a Sabbat Tammuz in the history.
Is there a reason that the 5 things happen on this day?
Because at the very beginning happened one thing, it's led always to become unlucky, it happens. That's why we warn the people to be careful, because very, very eligible that will happen something on these days. They tell you not. The very first thing they say, in Shema'a Sabbat Tammuz, Moshe broke the Luchot. You know, he broke the 2 tablets when he came down, right, and he saw the Jewish people worship the golden calf.
So from that day on?
From that day on, this led to another thing.
Okay.
Another thing to another thing. What happened? The Jewish people were ordered to offer korban every day. One sacrifice during the morning hours and one afternoon. Where from this sacrifice come? They used to buy it from the public money. The public used to give money in Beit HaMikdash once a year, every Adar, the month of Adar, was designated. And every Jew comes, he puts half a shekel. Jewish people, they all come. Everyone half a shekel becomes a tremendous amount of money. They bought for meat animals, and these animals were offered as a sacrifice for the meat. That was every day of the year, including Shabbat, Yom Tov. They slaughtered the animals, they offered it on the fire. They did it. That was a mitzvah. The Torah gave us a mitzvah called Korban Tamid. Korban, that you do it all the time. And the Jewish people kept on. When the Jewish people were in a siege, the enemy surrounded the wall. They didn't let anybody come in or out. The Jewish people needed the animals to offer Korban. They didn't have. What they do, from the wall, on top of the wall, they used to, with a basket and a rope, they send a lot of money to the enemy, and the enemy used to put in large boxes some animals to let them be able to offer in Beit HaMikdash. One day, the Rishayim, the enemy, did what? To annoy the Jewish people. After they did send them the money, they sent two pigs. No, them. Since then, there was no sacrifice for them, and they become this led later on that the enemy went, he broke the wall, he went, and he was able to destroy Beit HaMikdash. Then we said the Luchot, the tablets were broken when Moshe threw them. Then also the Korban, the sacrifice, stopped. Of course, they broke through the city, another thing. And also, there was an enemy came and put a statue in the Beit HaMikdash in order to worship it, that people would worship it. That was one of the worst things that happened. Now, there was also the fifth thing, that once in the history, an enemy, a king of the enemies, decided to come and he conquered the Jewish people and took them in captivity, and he took all Sefer Torah and he burned them. Jewish people saw Sefer Torah burning. It was like a person, they kill his father in front of him. That's why they decided to make this day day of fast, Shavuot, Sabbath, Moed, because of these five things that happened to the Jewish people. Then they tell us a person should try to fast, not to come say, Rabbi, if it is easy, then I don't want to fast. No, your duty is to fast. Every Jew was given the order to fast. If he's in good health and nothing disturbs him, he should fast. Of course, it's not comfortable to fast. We know. We don't come to say, if it's not comfortable, don't do it. Even if it's not comfortable, that's what ta'anit means. Ta'anit means ainui. Ainui, it's a torture sometimes. You can't fast. And you, who at the end of the days, does he? He wants to follow. No, you should try to fast. Except those people that I mentioned. Many times they ask me, Rabbi, when does the fast end? Mm-hmm. I told them, depends. If it is Kippur, you have to be more strict. That's long. But this Taniyot that Hachamim told us to fast, much easier. Because easier, we do not make it very strict on the people. According to Maran, it would be sufficient. 20 minutes after Shekiah, you'll be able to eat. That's what we do. Like last night. Shekiah was almost, the sunset was almost 8:30, 8:27. I told them, 8:50 go and you eat. But some people, they want to be Hasidic. Oh, boy, it's too short. Welcome. Therefore, I announced, I said, for this group, 10 after 9. For that group, 10 to 9. They listen. Yeah. Okay, we'll satisfy them. They want to fast longer, I'll let them fast longer. I have no objection. And this is what we come. There are certain laws apply. What is it? When they come to eat, not to eat with joy and happiness. Boom, because of that, and the tradition of Am Yisrael, they stop making weddings from Shemar Sabbath and Mus to Chaviyah. Why? Because you're not supposed to be happy, even though your marriage is a mitzvah, but since they are enjoying themselves, especially that they play the music, tell them no. From Shemar Sabbath and Mus, a person should not anymore enjoy himself. I'm Jewish, but HaMikdash will be rebuilt by Azad Hashem soon, in our time. Then this is why there is a restriction from Shabbat HaSev to Muslim to Tisha B'Av. Come people today, they argue with you. Oh boy, we never heard 3 weeks. What do you want? I had only the 9 days of Av when they don't eat the meat. I said, that's for the meat. It's not true. All Sephardic people and the rabbis were always in the order known that 3 weeks they did not make no weddings. If weddings are mitzvah, they don't do more, so you don't make a different enjoyment. Party. What do you make party on these days? Make the party a different day. Postpone it for another week. This is the reason for Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz. We come, soon will be Rosh Chodesh Av. Not this week, next week. Today we are already, today it's already, it's about maybe, when was Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz?
Shabbat.
Okay, very good. What's today?
19.
Baruch Hashem.
Actually, the 20th.
Today, 19?
20th.
There will be 21st tomorrow. Now this is, we are already moving. It's really Shabbat, tomorrow was Shabbat. Sunday, 18. Today, 19. Tomorrow is 20. Okay? Now, this is what we must understand, that the Gemara said, "Kol ha-mit'abel al Yerushalayim, zoche ve-ro'eh be-binyanah." Any person who mourns the destruction of Jerusalem properly, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will let him have the merit to see the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. And it's important to perform this mitzvah. We come, a person should restrict himself. They come to Thomas and other thing. Person wants to go swimming, be extra careful on these days from Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz to Shabbat. They ask me many times, oh boy, we are in day camp. We are sending our children to day camp. Could they have activity? I said, yes, but tell them to be careful. Erev Shabbat, only one day, I tell them, from noontime, everybody should be home. Not to let them last. Erev Shabbat is the worst, the day before Shabbat. But this year, the day for Shabbat went Shabbat. We fast on Saturday night, then Sunday night. Now what is, are we allowed to eat meat and everything or not? Shabbat is not included. Shabbat you eat. Shabbat if you want to eat, Sa'udav Shlomo Melech you eat. A meal of Shlomo Melech. When Shlomo Melech, you know what it was? Shlomo Melech used to kill 1,000 animals every day to feed the members of his family, and 1,000. That shows, you know how many people used to come to visit him in his kingdom, just to learn from him? Thousands and thousands of people. If he slaughtered 1,000 sheep every day, besides the cows, the ox, he did so many birds. That's what Shlomo Melech in his kingdom. Every day there is tourists coming, very important, VIP, very important people come there. Oh, this is how the kingdom of Shlomo was strong. And they tell us, as I said, must a person understand, if he wants to have the merit to see the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, you have to show, to express your sorrow at the time, that there is no better way. We go further. After the Shavuot Sabbat Tammuz, we come. What are we going to do during these days in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rebuild Beit HaMikdash with us? They say that Beit HaMikdash by Cheney was destroyed because of what? Disunity. People were against each other. And the person should rebuild again in order to rebuild with the Mikdash, to bring a better relationship, to see to it that people will like each other. And perhaps this is one of the biggest mitzvot we say every day in the prayer. Elu divarim she'adam aseh otam these other things that the professor will do. He will get the dividend in this world and the capital reward in the world to come. One of them is what? Haba'at Shalom Ben Adam Lahavero. First, imposing peace between man and fellow man. More so if he brings peace in the family. There's a family, here's his family that he knows. There is some troubles over there. The husband and wife or something. And he goes to create understanding. It's one of the biggest mitzvot that there is. That's what a person should do in these days. As I said, we make it easier on some people in the fast of Tammuz. Why? Especially now that was postponed.